the rest of the story. You and your wife are unable to have children, so you go to a doctor, and the doctor suggests artificial insemination. It's kind of a revolutionary process, but nonetheless, the process is completed, and now you find out that the doctor's not a doctor. Nor has he ever completed a course of studies in any university. What are you going to do about it? Well, that's exactly what happened one afternoon. This London businessman and his wife went to the office of Dr. John Hunter. And it was with great difficulty at first that the couple explained their predicament. They could not have children. And this Dr. Hunter listened patiently as the fragmented story was painfully related. The gentleman was not impotent. He and his wife had enjoyed a fulfilling love life during the many years of their marriage, fulfilling in every way but one. They were childless. They'd visited many physicians, and each had given the same answer: consider adoption. That's all the others could say: consider adoption. This businessman and his wife didn't want to adopt. They wanted a child of their own. Dr. Hunter was their last hope. Well, Dr. Hunter nodded thoughtfully. He informed the couple that he would examine them individually. He'd make a recommendation. After the examinations were performed, he recommended artificial insemination. The husband's own sperm would be used. The process itself would be painless. The idea startled both the man and his wife. They'd have to discuss the matter privately. But after days of deliberation, they did agree. They still wanted a child. And as long as it was their own, it would be no less a product of their love. And so a day was appointed. Dr. Hunter did perform the insemination. The couple waited. Now, consider this. Let's consider that you are the husband or the wife. And now you know about Dr. Hunter. He's not really a doctor. In fact, he's never completed a course of studies in any university. In fact, he has never, ever before artificially inseminated a human being. So how would you feel? Well, we don't know exactly how this London businessman and his wife felt initially, but anybody who has desperately wanted a child and then received it can well imagine the couple's joy when in 9 months they were three. A mother, a father, and a healthy, happy baby. They no longer cared whether Dr. Hunter was a doctor or not. Any inadequacies in his medical background were quickly forgotten. And when Dr. Hunter died only a few years later, he left his colleagues at that time, and he left medical historians to this day in awe of his vast and varied accomplishments, even though, as I say, he had never attended medical school. But then these let the record read. These were the days when barbers were surgeons, when bloodletting was an accepted cure for disease, when Dr. John Hunter, in the last decade of his life, performed the very first ever artificial insemination of a human being. And Dr. Hunter died in 1793, and now you know the rest of the story.